Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
All right, please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to Lamentations chapter 3. And for some of you that haven't been there in a while, your pages might be stuck together. I don't know. Lamentations 3. And we're going to expound verses 22 through 26. I've entitled this afternoon's message, Great is Thy Faithfulness. How many believe that Jesus is faithful? Listen, there are times when we are faithless, but He is faithful. Amen?
Amen.
You know, several months ago, last year in October, we served the Lord faithfully at Bonita. Served Him faithfully. And then there was a disconnect and we had to go home. So we went home. But none of us mourned, complained, murmured. We kept serving the Lord. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You know what God is looking for in your life? Just to be faithful to Him. Amen. And He will open up doors that you cannot even see right now. And so we were there serving the Lord at home, baptizing souls in Jesus' name, getting filled with the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen?
Right.
Some were coming out of the water speaking in tongues.
Come on.
Oh, come on. We believe that, don't we?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, God is real. And we didn't complain. And then the Lord said, okay, I have something for you. And He opened up this beautiful facility for however long this season is. We're here now. Praise God. And we are so blessed. I'm telling you that if you stay faithful to God, He will take care of all of your needs according to His riches and glory. Can I get amen? So let's go to the Word right now. Let's allow the Holy Ghost to have His way this afternoon, amen? And it reads, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions, what? Fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. King James Version is, great is thy faithfulness. Amen? Verse 24, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. Verse 26, it is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Amen. So this Lamentations, believed to be written by Solomon, was lamenting because Israel had fallen in sin. And yet he saw that God was still great to them and faithful to them. Can I get amen?
Amen.
This gives us hope that when we fall short, God is there to pick us up. God is there to help us. Can I get amen? And every one of us during our lifetime, we will fall short of the glory of God. But I'm here to let you know that God is faithful. God is faithful. Look at this right up here. Faithfulness is one of the most important qualities in a person's life. It has to be. And we're going to look at some characteristics that God can do through one's life, especially a life that He delivered from sin. You remember your BC years. Can I get amen? Oh, that's right. It wasn't too long ago for some of you. Praise God. And then for others, it was a long time ago. But yet God is faithful through it all. So we need to be able to believe what others say or promise to do. And they must be able to trust us as well. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Praise God. You see, my friends, unfaithfulness is a form of deception or even hypocrisy. And it leads to feelings of disappointment and betrayal when we discover that our trust in someone has been misplaced. Have someone ever did you wrong? Oh, come on. We probably have a whole list of folks, huh? Well, if you haven't forgiven them, it's time to forgive them, though. Can I get an amen? So as Christians, we should always strive to be faithful to God and to others. Can I get an amen? Why? Because he's faithful. And when Jacob considered all the Lord had done for him, Jacob prayed. And we're in Genesis right now in the men's. Amen? We're learning about that. But let's go here. Let's go right here to the word. In Genesis 32, look at this. Look at this, Genesis 32, 9 through 10. Then Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you. And then it says, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I've become two companies. This is just letting us know that God is faithful. How many believe that God is faithful? Amen. He's faithful all the time. Even when we're faithless. Can I get amen? God is always faithful, but we must pay attention to him. We should consider the many ways he has proven himself faithful in our life. Has he been faithful to you? Yes. Oh, come on. Oh, yes, he has. Listen, you know my testimony 35 years ago. When the custodian led me to the Lord, God was still faithful even in my BC years. He could have destroyed me. He could have took me out. He could have said, you know what? You're polluting the whole community. But yet God said, I'm going to use you. Remember Paul? Remember Paul? He was Saul of Tarsus. What did he do? His agenda was to destroy the Christians. He's actually the first drive-by. He would drive by and just apprehend them and take them in, and he'd either burn them alive, fed them to the lions. He wanted to eliminate the way, which was the name of the church back then. Well, guess what? Before we came to the Lord, that's all we were. We were rebels without a cause. But yet, God saw something we didn't. Can I get an amen? He saw something that if I flip their heart, guess what? They will honor me. They will learn to love me. They will learn to serve me. And so when God comes to your life, he shows you love that your father and mother never probably ever showed you. Your husband, your wife, your children, they could never love you like God loves us. Can I get amen? And so he had to do something special and unique. And so the word of God says, I put this statement right up here. Look at this. Scripture affirms God's faithfulness. So how do we find out how God is faithful? Not just through our life, but what he wrote in the Word of God. This is why you need to be reading your Word. Can I get amen? Amen. And so look what Moses wrote down in the book of Deuteronomy right up here. Look at this. And it reads, know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God. Say that with me. The faithful God who keeps his covenant and his faithfulness to 1,000 generations for those who love him and keep his commandments. Can I get an amen to those who truly love him? Amen. Come on, can I get an amen to that? Oh, that's right. Because we do love him. Not what we've done, is what he has done for us. Hallelujah. Because at one time we didn't love God. God was a million miles away. We didn't think about him. You didn't wake up in your BC years, oh, I need to fast and pray. I need to get in my devotional. Uh-uh. You'd wake up and go, man, what can I light up? Oh, come. Oh no. Okay, that's just me. It was none of you, right? Praise God. But the scriptures affirm on who he is. Look at this right up here. In Psalms 34:4, look at that. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in what? Faithfulness. He was faithful to see you through to the day you got saved. And guess what? He's still faithful in sustaining us. Yes. Can I get amen? Amen. We woke up this morning because he's faithful.
Yes.
Did you know that some people didn't wake up this morning?
Right.
Oh, that's right. Some people didn't wake up, but he woke us up. Yes. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed?
Jesus.
He woke us up.
Yes.
He said, I'm waking you up to serve me today again. Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Look what King David wrote right here in Psalm 36:5. Your mercy, Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches the skies. My goodness. We would be here all day long exalting him and praising him and testifying to what he has done in your life, in my life. You know, when you start getting me to talk about God, I'm going to have your ear for a while, okay? But that's what God does. He inspires. He's the one that has exalted us when we were so lowly. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look at this right up here in Psalm 119:90. Your faithfulness. Say that with me. Your faithfulness continues throughout what?
Generations.
Praise God. Praise God. Look, we just read Lamentations, but I feel like we need to read it one more time. Look at this right up here. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not what? Did you know we don't deserve this great salvation? Did you know that unbelievers, I know some churches don't talk about this no more, but unbelievers that die without Christ are going straight to hell. We know that. Oh, that's right. There's no stop and there's no jail. There's no $200 and past jail. No. But God is faithful. He was faithful to us. And this is why Sister Tammy said earlier, we need to pray and fast and seek the Lord for your family members that don't know Christ. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And all you have to do is cry out, oh God, save so-and-so, save them. You know how it was before you got saved? We were rebels without a cause. Look at this. Through the Lord's mercy, we're not consumed. Consumed by what? By his fire. He's an all-consuming God. Aren't you so blessed? Man, I'm telling you, now he has consumed us with his Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Woo, thank you, God. From destruction to joy unspeakable and full of glory. Man, hallelujah. Thank you, God. How many remember when you got filled with the Holy Ghost? Woo, man. Huh. Oh, that's right. I used to get calls from my brother right here. Man. He used to say, the booyah's on me. The booyah's on me. He didn't understand it was the Holy Ghost on him. Hallelujah. He couldn't explain it. Come on. Right, Brother Steve? Come on. You didn't understand it when the Holy Ghost came on you. Oh, yeah, you understand it now. Man, I'm telling you, if you haven't received the Holy Ghost, man, maybe today. Today you can say, God, fill me. Thank you, God. Look at this. In verse 20, they are new every morning. Great is what?
Faithfulness.
Your faithfulness. God is faithful. Look what Paul wrote to 2 Timothy right up here. Look at this. If we are what?
Faithless.
And we have been at times. Look at this. He remains faithful. For he cannot what? Deny himself. You see, God is true. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Oh, that's right. That's right. See, God knows the heart of man. And what did God say about the heart? Jeremiah, what, 17:9? The heart is above all, what? The heart is deceitful, above all, desperately wicked. That's our heart. But God, man, by his grace and his mercy, he gets past that. Hallelujah. He gets past that layer. And then he goes inside, and then he saves us. Hallelujah. And he washes us in the blood and fills us with the Holy Spirit of promise. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed?
Amen.
How many are so blessed to be saved by God?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And so saints, although saints of God, our faithfulness wavers. And it wavers. There are times, man, we're on fire for God. And there's times like, whoa, it's me. How many been there? Woe is me. Oh, man, I fumbled the ball again. Oh, God, I keep repeating this sin. Oh, God, come on. We've been there, done that, right? But God is still faithful. God will still pick you up. All he's looking for is that you repent and turn to him and say, God, forgive me. I have sinned. I have fallen short. Listen, when you start confessing from your heart, that's when God's mercy comes upon you. But he's looking for the right heart that you're not playing with him. It's easy to, you know, just give him, you know, some simple word. Oh, forgive me. When's the last time you had a cry? When's the last time you're on your knees and crying over that sin? Oh, that's right. Sometimes we need a good cry. Oh, that's right. Men cry too. Oh, that's right. I've cried many nights. I've cried many nights. And I said, God, forgive me. Forgive me, God, for falling short. Even the sin of his children will not nullify it, because the Lord is immutable, never changing. None of the attributes change. You know that God changes not? He's steadfast. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I get an amen? Amen. We change. This culture, this world changes with the culture. I was talking to Evangelist Felipe Morales last week when he was visiting. He said there's some churches that have gone homosexual. What? How could that be? How could that? Well, you know why? Because they allowed the culture to come in and blend in with the culture. Lord, help us. Listen, when they come in, they need an opportunity to hear the gospel and then get saved and then change from that wicked way. Can I get an amen? We don't exclude them, but you need to change. You need to repent. You need to be saved. And no one's preaching that no more. No one's preaching the gospel no more to be saved. People come up in church, and some of them are in adultery, fornication, lewdness, drugs, you name it. And only the gospel can change the heart. Only the gospel can change the innermost being of a man, of a woman. Can I get amen? Amen. If he did it for us, he'll do it for anybody. Hallelujah. But he told me that there's a church. I'm not going to put it on blast. I know the name of it. The pastor is married to some dude. Help us, Jesus. How many? Help, you know, when we see that now, we know, hallelujah, Jesus is coming.
Yeah, coming.
You know why? Because the Bible says judgment first starts in the house of God. And God's going to do some serious judging. Man. Jesus, help us. Hallelujah. Saints, that's why we can be confident that he will keep his promise. You know God will keep his promise?
Yes, he will.
God's faithfulness is a certainty that we can rest upon him. Why? Because it says it right here in his word. Look at this. It says right here, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will what? Never leave you. Nor forsake you. You know what's a blessing, saints? For 35 years, but the grace of God, he's never left me. I don't know how long you've been walking. I can only testify through my ups and downs, through falling short. God's never left me. That lets me know he can keep you. Can I get an amen? We're not keeping him. He's keeping us. Praise God. There are times where I don't want to be kept, and he goes, I'm still keeping you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord. Come on, we've all had those moments. We want to throw in the towel. But God said, uh-uh. God said, uh-uh. I got this. Saints, we can have confidence that we are secure in him. How many can actually say, I'm secure in Christ?
Yes.
Well, come on. Because the Bible says we are secure in him.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit works to express within us the qualities consistent with God's nature. You know that God's nature is holy? God's nature is righteous? God's nature is pure? And we are to what? Emulate that. We are to look at his life and say, God, I want to be like Jesus. Even with all of our faults and failures, even when we fall short, I still want to be like him. Can I get amen? Bible says strive Strive for perfection. We're never going to be perfect in this body of flesh. I hope you know that. But Bible says strive. Because we can do it. If we come together in one, we can do it. Can I get an amen? And to give other impression is deception. If we believe that God is not looking at our behavior and lifestyle, we're deceiving ourselves. Can I get an amen? We're to try to say, God, you called me. I'm going to do my best to live for you now. Can I get an amen? So the world don't care. The world doesn't care. But none of us have the strength, fortitude, and faithfulness to live as Christians our life apart from him. How many believe that we need him every day?
Every day.
Every day. Hallelujah. Even Christ's disciples couldn't do it. Remember when he said, listen, I have to go pray. Just stay awake for 1 hour. They couldn't even stay awake for an hour. My goodness. And that's why Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem until they were endued. Did you know that you need the Holy Ghost? In order to even say, oh, God, I'm going to live for you. Lord, I'm going to serve you. God, I'm going to exalt you. God, I'm going to pray. I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. Guess what? You can't do it with your own strength. You can't. It's impossible. You need God. You need him. You need him living inside. Can I get an amen? You need to let him. Hallelujah. Because sometimes he has to bring conviction. I have it right up here in the Word. Look at this. Right up here. Look at this. In Luke 24, look at this. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it is necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that what?
Repentance
and what?
Remission
of sins should be preached. That what needs to be preached in the church today. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen? Oh, just come and love, 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 love. Yeah, yeah. And go back the same way. And no one even cried out. Oh, God, change me. Help me, God. Look at this. And that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached, what? In his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are what? Endued with power from on high. For some of you today, don't leave until you receive something from God. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Jerusalem's just right here. Come on. It could be right there where you're seated right now. Come on. All you got to do is ask it, God, fill me with your power. Do you know that God's not stingy? Huh? Man, I'm telling you, there's a well that cannot ever be quenched, that God said, dip in the well of salvation, and you can have as much as you want. Praise God. And so, saints, if we have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have been sealed by the Holy Ghost. How many so blessed to know that you've been sealed?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The day. You gave your heart to God, and the Holy Ghost came in. He sealed you right there. You are his. And you cried out what? Come on, sister, what? Abba, Father. When the Holy Ghost came in, I was crying out, yeah, Abba, Father. Thank you, God. You see, look at this. God has promised to be faithful to us. He's promised it. Did you know that I'm going to show you this next line right up here. Look at this. He will always forgive us. Did you know that? Are you sure, Pastor Fee? Yeah. He said it in his word. How many believe that God is true? How many believe that God's word is true? So if he says that he will always forgive you, then he cannot lie, right? Okay, where is that? Show me. It's right up here. In 1 John, look at this. If we confess our sins, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from some. Oh, I wrote that down wrong. From all unrighteousness. Praise God. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Is he good? I don't know. You know, sometimes we have maybe said something, did something, or whatever in life, whatever the case may be, and then we come into service and, you know, praise the Lord. Give it to God. Give it to him. He wants to wash you and cleanse you. It doesn't matter whether it was your fault or not. Just give it to him. Say, oh God, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Hallelujah. And how many of you been there before? Oh God, I'm in a desert place. Lord, I need your touch. I need a touch from you. Man, I'm telling you, he'll come and just touch you. I remember back when I was attending North Park Apostolic Church, I was in a class called the Deliverance Class with Dr. Loretta Gonzalez. You remember, Pastor? You remember that? You remember? And they had an evening class, like around 7, Tuesday nights. And I remember working at Western Lumber. And I was first time ever, got laid off for about a month and a half. And then it got busy. They called me right back. 10-hour days, all day Saturday, just tossing lumber, stacking, you know, splinters, pitch all over your hands. Tired, your back hurting, everything hurting. You've been off for a month and a half, you know, just laying around, and now you're doing physical work. And I remember I was so tired. I still made it to class, but I was sitting way in the back, and I kept nodding. I was so tired. Dr. G, she saw me back there. She goes, I want everybody to point their hands at Brother Fee back there. She had the whole class turn around and started pointing, and she started praying in the Holy Ghost. I was so dead tired. And as they were praying, man, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God started pouring down from the top of my head. It was like hot oil coming down me. Hallelujah, man. All of a sudden, I was filled with joy. I sprung out of my seat, and I started running around. I couldn't even go to bed that night. No one even touched me, but God did. Ain't nobody touched me and said, in the name of Jesus, and tried to break my neck. No one did none of that. She just had everyone pray for me. And man, the anointing of God fell. Hallelujah. And God restored me physically, mentally, emotionally. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you, the next day, I have another 10-hour day. I was tossing lumber. Hey, yes, Jesus, Jesus. Man, I had strength for days. I felt like I was Samson throwing them logs around. I'm telling you, all you have to do is go to God. He will touch your innermost being because he's faithful. He's faithful. God is faithful. If you've never been touched by God before like that, man, I'm telling you what he can do. I'm a witness to that. How many are witnesses to that? I know Pastor R is a witness to that. Oh, yeah, come on. God is real. Hallelujah. Brother Eric, I heard your testimony. I remember how your old family came. Hallelujah. That place was thick with the anointing in there. God just, bam, touched them. Bam, bam, bam. I'm waiting for that moment again where we walk in and, man, you just start weeping. Amen. You just start crying because the anointing of God is so thick. Man, I'm telling you. And so God, what? God's faithful. He's faithful. Can I get an amen? Amen. And look at this. God's faithfulness limits the power of our temptation. You see, let me just say this. Because God is so faithful, even when we are tempted, He starts to take that away from us. Yes. Why? Because he knows it's danger. You ever remember Lost in Space? Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Okay, that was way before your time. You remember, huh? Lost in space? Danger, danger. Well, listen, guess what? When we start to get to that dangerous place, God, hallelujah, is faithful, will steer you away. He'll steer you away. That's right. And I got word to back that up. You better show me that in the word. Oh, that's right, because God's faithful. Amen? Amen? Paul wrote to the Corinthian church right up here. Look at this. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except such that is common to man. But God is faithful. Say that with me. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. You see that? But with the temptation will also make the way of what? Escape. That you may be able to bear it. So you may be in a predicament. Oh, well, what did I get myself into? And here comes God to come and save your bacon. Can I get an amen? Well, that's right, because he's faithful. You gotta believe the word. When the word says he's able to do that, you gotta hold on to it. Hold on to these promises. Can I get an amen? This is true. Let God be true. Thank you, God. Saints, if we will rely on his promise, these promises that we're reading, the word of God, we won't have to yield to temptation. Because God's word will strengthen us. God's word will defer that away. Can I get amen? God will rise up for you. Do you know that God loves you so much, he will rise up for you. Oh, that's right. Because he don't want destruction to come to his children. I hope you know that. We've been here together as believers. Not just Amazing Grace, because many of us came from different churches. We got saved different times. But as a believer, God's been with you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Can I get an amen? Amen. That's right. We won't have to yield to the temptation. God has established a limit and provided an escape so that we can endure the enticement without falling. Wow. Or failing God. Aren't you so blessed to know that? Amen. Why? Because look at this right up here. We can have the peace of God. The peace of God. Well, that's right. Paul wrote to the Philippian church right up here. Look at this. And the peace of God, which surpasses what? All understanding, will guard your what? Your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's the peace of God. When you got filled with the Holy Ghost, God gave you peace. You remember before you got saved, you were restless. Man, everybody looked at you wrong. You go, what up? What's up? Oh, come on. We were ready to box, weren't we? Oh, come on. But when God came in, hallelujah. Man, now we got joy unspeakable. Man, now I can look at you as my brother and my sister. Yes, come on. Even when you frown, I'll come up. What's going on? Can we pray? Oh, come on. And some of us come like that, including myself. Come on. Saints, if we bring all of our anxieties to the Lord in prayer, we can receive the peace even in the midst of trying to solve this situation. Oh, come on. Where's she at back here? I'm looking for Sister Catherine. Is she here? Okay. No. About several months ago, she was so worried about her mom. Her mom had bladder cancer. And I believe it was 2 weeks ago, they wanted to do another MRI just to find out exactly what kind of treatment was going to be the effective way to either cut out the tumors that were on her bladder or give her chemo or radiation, one of the three options. But before she went, I remember all of us laying hands on her. We were praying in the Holy Ghost for Dawn. Can I get an amen? We were praying. Say, God, she surrendered her life. We need to pray for this one. Can I get an amen? And so her doctor's schedule came up. They did an MRI. Praise God, they couldn't find one trace of cancer. Come on, that's right. That's right, brother. Come on. You know what? That's the kind of God we serve. Can I get an amen? Come on, home bucket. Give him praise and glory. I love the home buckets. They're right here. Hallelujah. When Brother Steve got saved, he got filled with the Holy Ghost coming out of the water. Brother, real quickly, this guy was all lit up on crystal meth for many years. Crystal meth thing. Mm-mm. And when he came out of that water, the Holy Ghost, he likes to call it the booyah fell on him. And he would call me every hour of the day. Hey, he was just like a little, you know when you bring home a little puppy, it's always wagging its tail. He was a little puppy for Jesus. The joy of the Lord. Oh, man. Just don't turn into an old dog that. No, I still see the joy on you, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you. We serve a mighty God, right?
Yes, you do.
Thank you, God. You see, the peace of God, it will guard our hearts, minds, and keep us from giving up on any hope. Can I get amen? Amen. Praise God. Look at this right up here. The Holy Spirit limits the power of Satan in our lives. What? Did you know old Slewfoot likes to come and harass you? He likes to come and buffet you? Oh, that's right. How many times has he come to your bed and jumped on you and pinned you? Oh, man, come on. Many times. I'd be laying down, and all of a sudden, it felt like a weight hit the bed, and bam, it would pin me. I couldn't even speak. Only thing I could do was cry out in my mind, Jesus. Oh, come on. The enemy comes to buffet you. The enemy comes to try to distract you. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
But look what Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church right up here. But the Lord is faithful. Say that with me. The Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Yes.
Woo! Thank you, God. That's right. And who's the evil one? Oh, Slewfoot.
Right.
Satan himself. Man, when that thing jumped on me, I really felt, hallelujah, the angels came and got that thing off me. And then when I sprung up, I bind that. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And I felt that presence lean. Hallelujah. Because we have the authority to rebuke. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. You see, my friends, you need to understand that Satan is under God's control and does not have the freedom to do whatever he desires in our life. Did you know that he's got to get permission? If you don't believe that, go to the book of Job. Satan and Job and God had a discussion. Satan came to the throne room and says, you blessed Job because you put a hedge over him. He goes, remove the hedge and I'll get him to curse you. And what did God say? No, Job's faithful. He won't curse me. Go ahead, touch him, but don't take his life. And you know the story. I'm looking at a whole bunch of Jobs in here. Right? Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We're not going to curse God.
Nope.
Matter of fact, when things go tough, we're going to praise Him.
Hallelujah.
We're going to exalt Him.
Right.
We're going to glorify Him.
That's right.
That's right. Some of us are in the valley right now. Praise Him in the valley.
That's right. Yes,
you remember? You remember when you had like $100,000 in the bank, everything going good? And now you got but 10 bucks left. Can you still praise Him? Can you still glorify Him? Thank you, God. Ooh, we serve a mighty God. Amen. Listen, we're here because we love Him. We're here because we adore Him. Can I get amen? We're just not having a religious organization, a church service. No, we're here because we love Him. And that's why God does the miraculous. Even in a little congregation like this, God's in the midst of His people. Can I get amen? And we love God. How many love God here? Come on. And we are so mighty thankful. We're so mighty thankful for the church that opened the doors for us. And we need to pray for them, that God will bless them over there. Amen. Just remember their names. Centro, Familia, Cristiano. Just remember them. And remember Pastor Ledesma. Hallelujah. Pray for them, that God would bless them. Continue to bless them and meet their needs. Amen. Because we're mighty thankful that they saw a need here and opened the door. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, yeah, he's faithful. God is so faithful. Our confidence in the faithfulness of the Scripture is tested when we go through trials. Why? Because they challenge our belief in God on what he has said he would do. So we're going to be challenged all the time, aren't we? But guess what? We have to look at it like this. Okay, God, I'm ready. If a challenge is coming my way, I'm going to trust in you. You're going to fight my battles. You're going to go before me. Aren't you so blessed that God fights your battles? And you have to understand that the battle has already been won. He sees already the end game. We're going through already what he has prophesied. Remember, he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's from the beginning to the end. So he knows your whole life. He knows when your parents came together, conceived. He saw you when you were thrust out of your mother's womb. He saw you at 5 years old. He saw you when you were, a young adult? He sees you right now. And then he sees when you're going to take your last breath. And for us, when that last breath on earth takes place, the next one will be with him in paradise. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. And we have loved ones already there dancing. We got loved ones that we know. They're dancing before Jesus. Oh, come on. Woo. I know my dad's up there. He got saved at 80. And God gave him another 16 years. And when we had our home fellowship, he sat right in the front. He was so happy. He was just clapping. Man, I never seen my dad like that ever. He would always tell me, Placido, you've got your religion. I got my own. Mm-mm. He would never come to church. And then he got saved. Hallelujah. He was in the front row. Can I get amen? You know why? Because God, hallelujah, that's captured right. His heart. Yes. That's right. Thank you, God. And what was flowing out of my pops and what's flowing out of each and every one of us is this. Right up here, look at this. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. You know what that means? That means it's endless. You can have as much as you want. And those who are Christ have what? Crucified the flesh with the passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, notice capital S, let us also what? Walk in the Spirit. You see, my friends, through the Holy Spirit, this becomes a part of our character and is worked out in our life. Can I get amen? Amen? Listen, I want you to see this right up here. When we walk in the Spirit, we'll have the following characteristics. I want you to catch this. I want you to catch this because these are the characteristics that we want from God. Not what the world offers. We want these characteristics that God has given to the church through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you're walking in the Spirit, God says, I will allow you to walk with these characteristics throughout your life. And you will be a blessing to everyone that you encounter. How many of you want to be a blessing?
Amen.
To your family, to your friends, to those on the job, to those who are not saved. Can we still be a blessing to them? We cannot walk with our noses up and pass them by because we got ours now. No. We got to love on them. Can I get an amen? And so we're going to look at these characteristics. We're just going to touch them and then we'll close. Number one, when you're walking in the Spirit, you'll learn to be devoted to God. Devoted to God. He will be the only one we follow. Can I get amen?
Amen?
You're not following Pastor Fee. You're not following Amazing Grace. You're following Jesus.
That's right. Yes.
And as we all look unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith, we will follow Jesus. Can I get amen? And so if you're walking in the Spirit, you'll learn to be what? Devoted to God. Then comes another attribute we need to embrace. And it's this. Then we learn how to become loyal. Loyal. We will be someone others can count on to do what we say and will. We can't be like the ones, oh yeah, yeah, I'll see you next Sunday. I'll see you at your church. They never show up. Come on, you. Oh, okay, you've been there, done that, right? The Bible says, let your yeas be yeas and your nays be nays. Come on. Be yes, be true, be loyal. Because God's looking for loyalty in our lives, right? Also, once you learn how to be devoted to God and start learning to be loyal, then you'll become this, unwavering. Our reliability won't vary from day to day. You've heard me say this before. You can love someone in the morning and hate that same person in the evening. Oh, come on. Okay, that's just me. We waver, don't we? God's teaching us to be unwavering, to be steadfast in him. Because that's the word I want to use next. Steadfast. Look at this. Be steadfast. Be immovable. Don't be shaken in your faith. You know, there are going to be surprises in our life. I know that. I get it. But God said, be steadfast in him. You see, we'll be steady in our commitments and unshaken by changing circumstances. And how many know that a circumstance can change in a blink? In a blink. Yesterday, as I was preparing for this, I was putting it on the PowerPoint. All of a sudden, I got a news clip. 200 missiles from Iran fired at Israel. 300 now. And I had to drop my phone. And right now, I promised God that we would pray for them right now. So let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, we lift up Israel to you right now. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would keep her safe. You said in your word, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Israel. Because, Lord, we know, Jesus, that when you come back to rule and reign, you're going to rule and reign from Jerusalem. You're not coming to San Diego. You're not going to Germany. You're going to rule and reign from Jerusalem. And we get to rule and reign with you. Oh, God, watch over your people. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would save many of the Iranians. Those that have hatred, Lord, reach out to them, God. Appear to their rooms. Show them who you are and have mercy. We pray mercy on Iran. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would save them, oh God. Lord, because only the peace of God can stamp out the hate they have for Israel. Oh God, I just pray, Lord, watch over your people. And let us be steadfast in praying for them, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, once we learn to be devoted, we learn to be loyal, we learn to be unwavering, we're learning to be steadfast for God. Then God is looking for us to do this, to be trustworthy. Can he trust you with the things of God? Can he trust you to be a leader? Can he trust you to be a teacher? Can he trust you to be a loving husband and a loving wife? Can he trust you to love your children and sow into them and raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord? Can he trust you with the things that are close to his heart? Learn to be trustworthy before God and watch God do the impossible things in your life. And then after you've learned that, he's saying, can you be this? Can you be dependable? Can I count on you? Can I count on you? Can I count on you to serve in the children's ministry? Can I count on you to be an usher? Can I count on you to love your family? Can I count on you to teach someone the word? Can I count on you to go and pray and lay hands on the sick and watch them recover? Can I count on you to pass out tracts to witness? Can I count on you to feed the poor? These are things that God is working in our lives that we cannot just, oh, okay, I'm a Christian, I'm saved, and then here we are. No. God wants us to be used by Him. How many of you want to be used by Him? So we're going to learn how to be devoted. We're going to learn how to be loyal. We're going to learn how to be unwavering. We're going to learn how to be steadfast. We're going to learn to be trustworthy. We're going to learn to be dependable. And now we got to learn this, to be what? Obedient. Oh God, help me not look at that thing. Oh God, help me not hear that thing. Oh God, cleanse my heart. Keep me from evil, God. Keep me from backbiting. Keep me from talking about someone. You've heard me say this. If you can't talk any good with someone, and it's got to be negativity, don't say anything at all. And if someone comes and tries to gossip with you about others, stop them in their tracks and say, you know what? Let's just pray. Let's just pray for them. I don't want to hear the junk in their trunk. You know why? Because you got junk in your trunk. Can I get amen? There's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. We're all equal at the cross. Hallelujah. And then once you start learning these concepts, guess what God starts to do now? Because now you're learning them. You become fruitful. Oh, that's right. That's right. Fruitful. You know, my brother right here, we go way back. And how many souls have you brought, brother? Endless. You know why? Because there's fruit. There's fruit. Fruit in his life because he's obedient to the word. Listen, when you want the fruit of God, be obedient to him and watch God produce things in your life like no other. Man, people will come to Christ. People, man, I'm telling you, doors will open up when you thought doors were closed. My goodness. And last but not least, this is the last one. Learn. Oh, saints of God, learn to be this one. Learn to be faithful. Learn to be faithful. We're here in this place because we were faithful to God. Huh? We didn't cry. Oh, woe is us. Oh, no. The ministry kept going. We had the worship team in the living room. Come on. Oh, that's right. I'll tell you one thing I'm missing from there. The café de la olla. Oh, yeah. We'll have some next week, amen. But we will be faithful to God and to others when we learn this principle, this attribute of God. These are all attributes that God has demonstrated to us. So can't we in return try? We're not going to be perfect, but can we try? Thank you, God. And maybe, just maybe, there are those right now that are watching on YouTube, watching on Facebook. Maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to give you that opportunity right now. I'm going to ask everyone to stand right now. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. I believe there was another song that they had ready. Praise God. And listen, before we leave this place, I'm going to give these people that are watching right now an opportunity to receive Christ. But let me just say this. Don't leave without asking God to meet a need. Whatever the need is. Did you know that God will meet your need? How many believe that God will meet your need? Oh, yes, He will. He will blow you away with what He wants to do in your life if you just yield to Him. Praise God. And so those of you right now that are watching, I'm going to ask God right now to bless your life. And all you have to do is surrender your heart. Some of you may be logged in for the first time, second time. Maybe you've been watching for a while. And maybe, just maybe, it's time. You feel God tugging. You feel God tugging at your heart. And so, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family right now to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would give your heart to the living God. And so let's pray for those that are watching right now, and maybe you that are here. So let's pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout. Is he worthy? Come on, is he worthy? Listen.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.